Everything you need
for a brand new day.
This is Lee Faulkner.
G'day, it's Lee, and welcome to our podcast to catch up for Lee for Breakfast. And we have got plenty for you to catch up on this time around. On the way, we'll hear from the Mayor of the Toowoomba region and Jeff McDonald addressing particularly the scenario around Bonza, which is a real shame. And plenty of people giving lots of wonderful accolades to the airline, despite the fact that, of course, yes, no more. We'll hear from the town crier, Kevin Howarth, who was on the TV with an appearance on Mastermind. As well as that, I had a chat with the original winner of MasterChef, who has just released a tell-all memoir. Julie Goodwin's new book is out. It's called Your Time Starts Now. And this is my full chat with Julie. Look, I know many of you, like me and my wife, back in 2009, do you remember sitting through that first ever series of MasterChef, and we fell in love with a couple of incredible characters that made it right through to that final night, and the Croquembouche. Oh, how could we forget the Croquembouche? Of course, we're talking Poe and Julie Goodwin, and Julie would go on to capitalise on the success of that first season of MasterChef, doing absolutely everything, including what I do as a successful and award-winning radio announcer on TV, had it all, it seemed. But behind the scenes, like many people, and like I've told you about my life, it's not always all beer and Skittles. And Julie is recounting all of that in a memoir. It's called Your Time Starts Now. And Julie Goodwin joins us for breakfast. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, mate.
As I say, it would be easy for people to have considered that you had it all. You often talked about your magnificent family, your wonderful husband and your kids that you were missing so much on that first season. And we were feeling that. We were only new parents then to two kids, my wife and I, and we could really feel your pain there at leaving them. What none of us knew was that you had a whole other bunch of pain that was going on behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, I think that's the case for a lot of people. You know, there's what we present to the world, and you know, you, two things can be true, Lee. Like I have a beautiful family and a beautiful life, and lots of things that go well for me and for us. But unfortunately, some of the underlying stuff was just waiting to grab me by the ankles.
Yeah. And you've been very open and honest about it, from the abuse to, attempted suicide and so forth. Has it been a cathartic experience putting it all down in a book?
I'm not quite sure yet. I guess I'll wait and see what the fallout is. It was a painful experience, to be sure, and required a lot of, you know, really tough conversations with people. But, my hope is just that what it does is, allows other people to say, well, you know, if we don't get out and talk about this, if I don't get some help for this, maybe to recognise a few of the signs of a breakdown before it takes you all the way to the bottom of the well.
Yeah. And that is the biggest thing, isn't it? And I've spoken about that many times here, is that, you know, on the outside, people have been listening to me for some 25 years across this region and again thought, well, there's a bloke, you know, no dramas whatsoever. And behind the scenes, like you, I was suffering depression and anxiety, and I was also self-medicating. And it was only, you know, inside the last decade that I stopped denying the fact that I had an issue and went and sought help. And that's one of the hardest things to do, isn't it?
Oh, 100% is, especially if you're sort of a, I don't know if it's a generation or just a familial thing where you're taught that any complaint is ingratitude, and any time you say I'm doing it a bit tough, there's people doing it tougher. There's always people doing it tougher, right?
Absolutely.
So that you shouldn't complain because you have a family or because you have your health, your physical health, or because you have a house, or, you know, roof over your head and food on the table. But that's the flip side to counting your blessings and being grateful all the time is that you get this guilt about ever saying, I'm struggling. And we all need to be allowed to say, I'm struggling, because that way you can move towards healing.
And at the time, you go on a TV cooking show, and I mean, you know, I'd been watching all sorts of TV and cooking shows up to that point, from Jeff Jans and the Galloping Gourmet going way back, I'll show my age, and all of that sort of stuff. You go on this thing. Could you ever have imagined the juggernaut that it would create? Because none of that was getting the press that you guys got by the end of MasterChef.
Could not have in my wildest dreams dreamt it. And I'm not the only one who couldn't have dreamt it. Nobody could. No. Nobody thought a 6-night-a-week cooking show was going to fly at all. The producers didn't think it was going to go the way it did. It stunned everybody. And so, you know, there's no predicting what was coming. And, you know, don't get me wrong, it was wild. It was great. It was great. But it doesn't erase, you know, the past.
No, exactly right. And in the book, we get to see a little bit more behind the scenes of that time that you were on MasterChef.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's some great cracking behind the scenes stuff of MasterChef, and also, you know, the magazine world and radio. You know, I've been so privileged, Lee. I've been so lucky and had so many brilliant experiences and fun experiences. So yeah, you'll see behind the scenes on MasterChef. Also, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yes,
there's a lot of funny stuff. You get to see behind the scenes in a mental hospital too. So there's laughter in there as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, I thoroughly look forward to reading the entire book. Your Time Starts Now is thanks to Julie Goodwin telling us the entire story. And look, you say you've been very lucky. I think we've been pretty lucky to have you in our lives too, because you are a bright light on TV and radio and the things that you've done. And just hearing all of this, well, there is no doubt about it. You are going to change somebody's life on the back of you telling your story as openly and as honestly as you have. So thank you for the joy that you've certainly brought me and my family, and we can't wait to read the book, and all the best for the future endeavours.
A beautiful thing to say. Thank you so much, Lee.
Well, we've been telling you already about the incredible work that Sunrise Way do in our community, and now they're expanding and being able to help even more people. And we're going to find out a little bit about this brand new extension of Sunrise Way called Tittleac. John Griffith is the CEO, and he joins us for breakfast. G'day, John.
Hey, Lee. How are you going?
Good, mate. Good. Obviously, an opportunity, as I say, for you to offer your assistance and what you do, the amazing work at Sunrise Way, to even more people through this new facility. Is that right?
Yeah, we're really excited, Lee. This is our 10th year in operation. And this opportunity came up to take on second premises down the bottom of the range in the Upper Lockyer area on 40 or 50 acres. It was an existing training convention facility.
Okay.
There's, you know, probably we've got a facility now down there that can cater for an extra 40 people. It's a beautiful, you know, on Murphy's Creek. It's you know, it's literally of world-class standard. And what it allows us to do, and we've been wanting to roll out for some time, is two programs that will run side by side. And we have our 6-month long-term residential facility for some people that need that longer term care. And now with the two premises, we're maintaining the one at the range. We'll also be able to offer a 8 to 12 week care program, where if somebody hasn't quite reached the stage where they want that, you know, 6-month period and they need that, you know, extra sort of therapeutic assistance, they're able to come in. They might still have a job, or they've, you know, they've got some family, they've got other commitments, and they want to commit to a shorter period of time in turning their lives around. We can help them do that with those two facilities.
How about on your side of things, as far as volunteers and people that you need then in these facilities? Say, are you on the lookout for that, or have you been able to correlate enough people to help?
No, we're always short of volunteers. We're not, always. And, you know, people, the first thing they say is, what can I do? And it's anything from, you know, if you want to come up and show some of our residents some life skills about how to change tires, how to service cars, how to do oils, cooking lessons, if you want to, you know, garden, do some gardening with them, you know, come up and do an arts and crafts course. If you have a skill set and you'd like to share that with our guys and girls, teach them how to use word processing, some of the very basic stuff that somehow has been missed, please reach out.
That's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. And that obviously over both of those facilities. The other thing that we spoke to you about the last time that we caught up was about the lawn mowing business that you were doing and giving people the opportunity to, you know, get themselves on their feet as far as doing a bit of physical work and as well as that raising some funds to do the important work that you do there at Sunrise Way.
Yeah, and we absolutely believe in work therapy. And by that I mean, you know, return to normal living means get a job, you know, start to be self-sufficient, pay your bills, earn an income, become fully self-supporting. So we introduce people to that whilst they're in the program. Big shout out to QBuild. They've assisted us and given us a contract to do some landscaping and mowing lawns at some of the Department of Housing units and facilities.
Fantastic.
So we're very grateful to that. And in fact, without them, this next opportunity, we may not have been economically viable without us.
Okay. So people can just contact you through the social media pages or the website if they would like also to have your guys come and do the lawns.
100%. If you give us a call at Sunrise Way or alternatively tag us in one of our Facebook or Instas, we'll ring you up, reach out, quote your lawn and add you. And we're really appreciative of that work. Staff members go out with residents that have been with us for some time and they do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. They do. And as I say, it just how important that is for their own, you know, sense of purpose and well-being to be out there and actively doing something and feel like they're contributing to the society.
Yeah, look, as mentioned earlier, our residents give up approximately 85% of their Centrelink payments if they're on benefits to come and you know, get some assistance with what's going on in their lives.
Yep.
And once they get there, they also go out and work as well to bring in some money. We get some government funding, but we don't get sufficient to keep the doors open.
Yep.
So we have to go out and do alternative things. And, you know, rather than dangling the basket all the time and jiggling the can and asking the community to give us money, and we believe in that self-sufficiency. So if you could give us the opportunity to do some work. We've also got Mindy the coffee van. We go out to events and we can sell coffees. And again, it allows us to train people to become coffee baristas and work in hospitality. So when they leave us, there's some training around that space for them.
Well, the new facility is Tidilac and just offers an opportunity for a few more people to be helped through their journey at Sunrise Way. And it is just a magnificent facility that you run. And congratulations on the expansion now down the range to the new place, Tidilac. Sunriseway.com.au. And, of course, go and have a look on social media pages. You'll find stories and links to the lawn mowing, the coffee van, and exactly how you might be able to help with your set of skills. So make sure that you go and have a look at those websites and social media pages, sunriseway.com.au and on Facebook and so forth. John, as always, thank you very much, mate, and thank you for what you guys do for our community.
No, pleasure, Lee, and thanks for having us in. We appreciate the support we get from Triple M.
The mayor of the Toowoomba region is Jeff McDonald, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Lee.
Obviously disappointing on a community level, a business level, tourism level, that we now no longer have this low-cost airline flying in and out of Wellcamp.
Yeah, look, it's extremely disappointing. I remember the launch and the fanfare and the excitement and what have you, and I guess there's a lot more at play which you know, we're not privy to or fully understand, but I think my hearts and feelings go out to those that have had flights booked or ready to go, and then all of a sudden the rug's pulled out from underneath them, and the flights are cancelled. You know, that's a real challenge. So I certainly don't think it's a reflection on us and the numbers of people that were going. I think it's a broader picture than that. But obviously the ramifications are exactly that. You know, less opportunity for people to come here and travel from those areas where they were, which, you know, particularly from Melbourne, and vice versa, you know, going out as well. So it is a real disappointment because connectivity is a big thing for us in our region. Getting people here and being able to do business elsewhere, it's important to be able to travel and travel easily. So that is disappointing. Let's hope that other airlines see an opportunity here and take it up as well.
All right. This week, Domestic Violence Action Month or week, and of course, Domestic Violence Action Centre here in Toowoomba are going to be a part of that today, and in particular later on this afternoon from 4:30, where they'll be doing the Walk Against Domestic Violence and Remembrance ceremonies.
That's right, you know, and it's disappointing and sad, I guess, that we have to have these, but it's so critically important. It actually, you know, it gets me pretty angry, to be honest, that this actually goes on and in our community. And I think it's up to people like you and I, Lee, the men in our community and seen as leaders to actually come together and make change, make a difference. Certainly from a council perspective, councillors were united to join the Not Now, Not Ever Together pledge that the Queensland Government has. That was December last year. And sadly, since then, there's been 27, you know, ladies who have lost their lives to known partners. You know, that's nearly two a week. You know, that I just can't fathom that. And coming from a family where this was not seen, not heard of, it's really hard to comprehend. And, I know we've got a lot of support services and thankfully we do have agencies here that do an absolutely tremendous job. And tribute to the police as well. You know, they're at the front line, they're seeing this. And the various agencies like Respect and Lifeline and DV Connect, they're all doing a great job. The worry for me is that, you know, we're such a reactionary race.
Yes.
It takes tragedy to actually alert people to change. And from a political perspective, you know, that is so frustrating. You know, money's being taken from or not given to the areas where it's needed. You know, Protea Place is just a perfect example of this.
Yeah.
They're a perfect example of it. They're at the preventative measure. They're also at the reactionary measure where you know, ladies have found themselves through no fault of their own in a horrible situation, and yet Protea Place struggle to get funding from government. You know, and they are a perfect example of what could be replicated right across the nation. It is really frustrating. So, you know, you can do as many reviews and inquiries as you want and spend millions and millions of dollars, but seriously, get the money on the ground.
Yeah.
And so from a council perspective, from a leadership perspective, you know, we're doing all we can, but we need to do more. We know that, you know, for an awareness campaign, we've got our, the bridge, Victoria Street Bridge, City Hall will be lit up in purple. We also have red benches right across our region where people have the opportunity to take photos of those. And this is around awareness, you know, but by golly, I think we're aware of it.
Yeah.
Now we've got to do something,
Now it's time for action.
And that's why we were keen to sign up unanimously to the pledge, as was the CEO of our organisation, to make change. Yeah. That's what we need to do. And so tonight, there's an opportunity for us at 4:30, the Village Green, a walk at 5:30, candle vigil just after that, and there'll be a few speeches. But, you know, and in some cases, we're talking to the converted. We really need you and me, Lee, and it's a commitment that I'm sure you will take up when the time comes in the not too distant future to call on, you know, our male leaders to actually make a stand and unite and do what we can to change.
1-800-737-732. That is 1-800-RESPECT if you are in that situation. Mate, just finally and just quickly too, this weekend, with the long weekend, it's going to be a massive brand-new event, and that is the Toowoomba Marathon, and that is a boost to our tourism sector, people coming in from all over the place, hopefully not flying Bonza. But nonetheless, they'll be here. We'll get here somehow. Get the greyhounds out. But that's going to be a big weekend. It's great for the city, though, isn't it?
It's fantastic for the city, and to know that we've got entrants from Malaysia and Singapore, so there's some 42% of the starters at this stage are from outside of our region, from interstate. There's around 300 that are coming up from Brisbane itself. So there's lots of opportunity for also to view this. Picnic Point is fantastic, and you go up there for a breakfast or a brunch. You need to go up Heller Street because obviously Tourist Road is closed for a period of time in the morning. Heller Street, Queen's Park, Lulee Park along the creek, and obviously the Toowoomba Sports Ground grandstand where the races all begin. And the first one is at 6:15 with the Toowoomba World Camp Marathon, as well as the Essex Half Marathon. And then we've got the Vanderbilt Private Equity 10K at 6:30. Chronicle Dash at 2 of 2Ks at 10 a.m. and the Visit Toowoomba Region at 10:30, which is the 5K. That's the one you'll see me at.
Fantastic. Always great to catch up. The Mayor of the Toowoomba Region, Jeff McDonald. Thank you, mate.
Good on you, Lee.
All right.
Good morning, Lee. How are you and all your lovely listeners today?
Well, luckily I'm prepared because I turned the volume down on your fader there just in time for that, preempting that you might do that to me. That's a beauty. Okay. Now, as I say, you've got plenty going on with the town crying, but you're going to be putting your grey matter to the test tonight on a show that's been around for a very, very long time. It was around when I was a kid. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, well, yeah, I love doing the quizzes. I was on The Chase a few years ago. I've done one in England as well many years ago, and I always love watching them. And the mastermind come out, and they ask for contestants, and I put my name forward, and then not knowing I'd get through, and then we had a vigorous different things to get through, and I eventually got through, and we recorded it in Sydney in February, and I've not been allowed to tell anybody until today.
Goodness me. How does a bloke whose whole job is announcing stuff as loudly as possible keep a secret like that?
Oh, I know. It's been so hard. Billy knows all about it. Billy's my dog. He knows all about it, but he's not told anybody, so that's okay.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so where do we see it? What time do we see it?
It's on SBS tonight, Mastermind, at 6 p.m. But I'll tell you a quick funny story about it. But
yes.
We went down to Sydney, and I'm wearing all the town cry gear. They said, Kevin, we want you to wear the town cry gear. And I did a cry for the show. But as you know, it might be on the cutting floor or whatever. But they got me on the studio, in the studio. They mic'd me up, and I did the, oh, yeah. And then a lady came running out from the side. Oh, what's the matter? We've got to turn your microphone down.
Yeah.
You've just nearly blown the sound engineer's headphones out of his head. Then they did that twice. I said, do you want me to do it a little bit quieter? And they said, no, do it full pelt. So anyway, all the other contestants come in. And then a couple of minutes later, Mark Fennell, who's the host, comes in. And he said, Kevin, I've just been in my dressing room the other side of the SBS studios, and I could hear you from there.
Goodness me. How fantastic. So now, obviously, we can't give away, you know, the result here, but are you comfortable with your performance that we're going to see tonight?
No.
Well, I think that probably gives you an idea that he didn't win the whole prize jackpot then.
it's so funny, Lee. Like, when I was on The Chase, you're on The Chase and you've got these people around you, and it's like, but the Mastermind is such a hard quiz. You sit down in that chair, all the lights go off, and you've got the bright white lights on. You're like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
It's like, and some of the questions they did ask me were quite hard. And then, of course, you listen to the other ones, you know the answers of the other people sat around you, then they ask you the question, you go, oh no, what's this, what's that? But I had a great time. The crew and the people all there were really good. Good fun.
Oh, wonderful. Well, mate, as always, representing our region so magnificently, SBS tonight, 6 p.m. Tune in for Mastermind and our own town crier, Kevin Howarth. Well done, mate. How's the fundraising going too, just finally for the international trip to get you over there to the World Champs?
Oh, really good. I've got a GoFundMe page now. Somebody got me up a GoFundMe page running, and it's going really good. I've got to say thank you to everybody who's donated. And if there's any big businesses out there, well, any small business who want me to come and do a cry outside and put a bit of money in the box, that'd be great. A lovely guy called Jeff from Smokehouse. You know Jeff?
Oh, I do know Jeff Schulte, yes.
Yeah, he contacted me yesterday, and he's going to give me a hamper to sort of, I don't know, raffle off or give to people
brilliant.
Who donate $50 into the fund. So, Jeff, thank you. A big shout going out to Jeff, thank you. So, it's been great. The councillors and different Lions clubs and lapidary clubs, all different walks of life and people have just come up and just said, Kevin, we want to help you. And I'm just... I'm crying. Oh, it's great.
Mate.
It's so good.
Well, I know
really
that
good.
You obviously have social media pages and so forth, but what do you know the name of the GoFundMe page?
It's Get Me to the Armada Cup, Kevin Howarth.
There we go. Get Me to the Armada Cup, Kevin Howarth, on GoFundMe. Go there and put some money in there. And, of course, our businesses, if you can follow the lead of Jeff Schulte from Darling Fresh Smokehouse, get on board because this is a wonderful representation for our part of the world. Kevin, mate, we look forward to seeing how you go tonight on Mastermind. And, as always, thanks for your time this morning.
Listen, Lee, will you still talk to me after you see how it get on tonight?
Absolutely. I tell you what, look, I love playing along with the quiz shows too, and I'm normally pretty handy until Mastermind comes on, and then I crumble. It is tough. So just the fact that you put your hand up, I think that is brilliant.
Oh, thanks so much, Lee. And have a great day, and a little bit late for White Rabbits and all this and the other, but happy 1st of May to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Good on you, mate. And finally, following the announcement of the collapse of Bonza Airlines, which is definitely going to impact our region, several of you called in with mostly positive stories about the budget airline.
I've worked in the aviation industry for 40 years, so...
Okay. And so were you then perhaps with your experience, perhaps not surprised at the demise of this airline? Or has it come as much of a shock to you as other people?
Well, no, I'm not surprised, but, you know, it's very disappointing because, you know, it's been very difficult for many airlines, like Compass is another one that
fell over many
years ago. But, look, it's so hard to compete against Qantas and Virgin, or the two airline structure, essentially, because Ansett used to be part of that once upon a time.
That's
And everyone wants airfares that are like the same as a bus ticket. It just doesn't happen. And regional areas trying to compete with flights that operate out of cities on a much regular basis with a bigger customer load, it's extremely difficult. Yeah. And unless you get, you know, it's all about the numbers. You need the customers and you need people to support. You know, in Bonza, you know, the great aircraft, I flew with them, no problem with them at all. And very new aircraft, but... No, just another devastating blow for the airline industry, and particularly regional areas.
Absolutely. And your flight was well-camped to Melbourne. That was one of the ones that we had heard a number of reports of cancelled flights on the way back, but you had no problem either way.
No, absolutely not. Like, you know, I booked it early. I was down there on leisure and business as well, but I usually fly Qantas. I decided to give Bonza the opportunity, and... No, but there have been cancellations just about happening, every week. So, the writing was on the wall, and it's such a tough industry. It really is, and a lot of people probably don't understand it. But, you know, I think Rex is the other one there that's a third airline, and Rex is expanding, and let's cross our fingers that we'll keep our fingers crossed, I should say, that they keep going because they seem to be surviving, but, very, very tough.
G'day, is that Zachary?
Yes, it is.
What was your experience, Zachary?
So last June, we not long after they started their Toowoomba to Proserpine flights,
yes.
We took the opportunity to fly up because I had to get to Mackay at the time, so it was a bit easier to do that than
yes.
it was to go to Brisbane. Overall experience was really good. The cabin crew were great. The flight was awesome. Even booking through the app, it was really great. I guess the unfortunate thing we saw is the return flight got cancelled pretty short notice.
Yes.
So we had to rebook with Virgin, actually, to get from Mackay to Brisbane and then catch the bus up, which wasn't too much of a big deal. But you could kind of see early on because the plane was, I think there was about only 10 of us on this big plane.
Okay. And so that obviously would have been a massive impost to you because that flight last minute would have been quite expensive, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and then that puts a bad taste in your mouth the next time when you think, well, do I book with Bonza again or don't I? Because do I want to be left in that situation? Am I better off booking early with another airline?
100%.
Yeah. And so this is where I think, unfortunately, there was just a little bit too much of that, as well as obviously some issues they're having behind the scenes with their investors. Helen, had you flown Bonza Airlines?
Yeah, we've flown frequently. Our daughter in Townsville, grandkids.
Yes.
We've never had any dramas. We've got flights booked the rest of the year too, but we've had emails to say flights have changed.
Okay. So they haven't specifically said cancelled?
Nothing's been cancelled yet, no.
Okay.
But we're just holding our breath because it's probably going to happen. But it's very disappointing. And I feel for WorldCamp too because they get, you know, plane loads of people flying in there, flying out.
Yes.
It's great for the cafe. You know, it's going to affect them out there as well.
And our local tourism and business here as well, which will be affected
by
100%. So prior to this, you'd had no dramas at all. You'd been flying to and from Townsville and it had been a good experience.
Yeah, no dramas whatsoever. Other people have had flights for Melbourne or whatever.
Yes.
But no, we've had never had any dramas. We've used it regularly. So we're very disappointed because it's so much easier for them to fly down here or we fly up there.
Oh, absolutely.
And go to Brisbane, but we're hoping that it can, you know, sort itself out and keep going. And we just come back from town for just the other week and the plane's full. But basically, three-quarter full.
Yes, well, it would seem that
they're getting good support.
The issue might be more behind the scenes than it is to anything to do with the support of the airline. Yes, I think there's a lot going on with those who back the airline.
Yeah.
Helen, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it.
No worries. It's very, very disappointing, we're hoping. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Helen. Bye.